McTominay is the most valuable player of the season in Serie A. You've got Ndoig as well. You've got some fantastic people there. Lewis Ferguson, haven't you? Listen, we'll carry on talking about all sorts of stuff. I want to talk about the mayor, bless him, who's now saying the congestion charge is going up. And also, when are you too old to be a parent?
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, 11 people remain in hospital after a car ploughed into crowds at Liverpool's trophy parade on Monday. Police have until lunchtime today to question a 53-year-old man on suspicion of attempted murder and drug driving. The King has praised the strength of community spirit in the city. The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, who visited Liverpool yesterday, thanked the emergency services.
The professionalism of their response, the way in which they worked together to make sure that lives were saved and to be able to keep people safe, I think is hugely important, and we really thank them for that. The investigation, of course, is ongoing into what happened, and we need to let that police investigation take its course, and they have my full support in that.
The parents of a baby boy who died aged 15 weeks after living in a London flat deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey have told LBC they believe the mould in their home contributed to his death. An inquest for baby Akram will take place in August. His mum, Ayat, says politicians wouldn't put up with poor housing.
I just think they wouldn't live in the same condition, like even for a single 1 minute. All we wanted is just healthy environment to breathe, for my kids to play, and that was too much to ask for.
Notting Hill Genesis, which managed the flat, and the government have extended their condolences but say it would be inappropriate to comment further ahead of the inquest. London's Mayor Sir Sadiq Khan has backed calls for the possession of small quantities of cannabis to be decriminalised. He says a newly published independent report provides a compelling evidence-based case for the move, but the Home Office says it has no intention of reclassifying the drug. Ministers say they want to give smaller housing developers the support to speed up building new homes in England. They are due to set out proposals for decisions to be shifted away from councillors and towards expert planning officers. Sites with up to 49 homes will face fewer rules as part of the changes. Figures suggest house sellers are agreeing sales at an average of £16,000 below their asking price. The property website Zoopla says it's important sellers are realistic with their expectations. Buyers have more choice than the same time a year ago, with a 13% increase in property listings. In the city, the FTSE 100 will reopen this morning at 87.78 after closing up 60 yesterday. The pound buys $1.35 and €1.19. LBC weather, sunny spells and showers for most places, feeling quite warm in the sunshine, a high of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Thomas Watts.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Ian Payne.
Well, we've done it again, and they completely catch me out. So, like, as the news is finishing, suddenly they all jump up next door, and they're punching the air and going, yes, yes, it's happened again! And I was like, what's happened? And they all get excited about the FTSE total. Because no one really understands the FTSE, do they? It's always in news bulletins, and a few people, you know, Danny Hewson will probably understand it. You know, Russ Mould, when he'd done the business. But the rest of us just go, you know, you just go, oh, what? And they're all jumping up and down because they're excited. So, dear gentle listener, I have a request. I'm going to Google this. So, because when I'm floating an idea, my head's full of ideas, and I just thought that we do the Cockerel at 4 a.m. with the Big Brother, 4 a.m. And I was thinking, could we do something similar at 5 o'clock? And not at 6 o'clock, obviously, because it's big serious hour. But at 5 o'clock, I was thinking, maybe we could do something similar. So I don't want anything that's going to, you know, hurt your brain because you have to think about it. Just something to say, this is the 5 o'clock hour. And even though you're dozy and you're sort of half waking up and your head is just about outside the duvet, but makes you think, oh, right, it's 5 o'clock, I've still got an hour before I get up. So I was thinking of that Beatles song that goes, good morning, good morning, something like that, literally just having that. But if you've got a better idea, and I love hearing from you guys because your ideas are just so much better than ours. So if you've got an idea what we should do at 5 o'clock, maybe you think Silence is Golden, would not actually the song, but we should just leave it as it is. But I want to do something a slightly creative, but something that's not going to do your head in, all right? And something that's not going to wake up your dog, walkies, or Alexa. Alexa, turn off. I don't want any of that, all right? I don't want any of that. I just want, so I think, good morning, good, what do you think, Al? Have you got an idea for what you'd like to hear? Yeah, somebody smoking a roll-up quietly. The sound of someone, great radio, nice. In the Fast Show, the guy in the jazz club, nice. I used to have a jazz club near us in Stoke Newington, Newington Green. I bet some people are listening who know this jazz club. I don't think it's going anymore. Oh, my God, how boring is jazz? Really, what is that about? What do they say in Spinal Tap? They say, what is it about jazz? It's got music, but they're all in the notes are in the wrong order. And it's like, yeah, you're right, it is. You know, I like nice. I was thinking the other day, sorry, here we go again. I'll promise you I'll move on to the topic. No, I was thinking the other day that you could get famous arias, which is just like sort of bits of songs from an opera. I was thinking of Samson and Delilah by Sanson, which is my favourite song. And I was thinking, do you think, what would it be possible if you wanted to take, because some of the melodies in classical music and opera are so hauntingly beautiful that you'd think, would that translate into a modern pop song? That you're using the same tune. Now, if you did that, obviously you don't want plagiarism, you don't want someone to say, hold on a minute, didn't Sanson have that before you? Would you be able to sort of buy that music to be able to play it in a song or not? What is the patent copyright of that? A beautiful aria from an opera from, when did Sanson write that? 18-something? And play it as a song with that tune, but modernise it. Would you be allowed to do that? Or you have to get permission from the estate of Sanson himself, I think. Sorry, are you saying there's someone on... Sorry, I'm on the internet. I'm not actually looking at our phone box. Oh, look, there's Joy. Here she is. Where have you been?
Where have I been?
Where haven't I been?
I've been around.
Oh, yeah.
I've been around.
You're going to say I'm too old for gaming?
Yes, my love.
Why? What are you on about?
Let it go.
No.
Let it go. Leave it to the youngers. Leave. There's some things. It's like a 60-something
year old woman. I'm young.
You know, it's like me when I used to run in heels. I was good at it. But now at my age, leave it to the younger women. Leave the games to the younger. Just leave it to them. And you...
I've still got this competitive streak. Do you go online and look at stuff on YouTube, Joy, ever? Me? Or Instagram?
My YouTube is more, you know, it's just like the educational political...
Ah, right, okay. Because there's a brilliant thing that I sometimes I wish we could put these things online and you could see it. Stuff, videos that we've seen. Have you seen the sports day in Jamaica with the second fastest woman in the world? I can't remember her name. She's got about three different names. And she's running in the mother's race, the 100 metres. And she finishes literally before the rest of the field have even got halfway. It's the most funny thing.
Oh, my God.
That's so I'm too old to be gaming. And what should I do then when I get bored? When I go home, I've got nothing to do apart from wait for bed.
The comfortable socks from the hospital, I agree 100%.
Yeah, you've got to have socks. Yeah.
I agree 100%.
My mum's always saying, well, get a hobby. And I'm like, Mum, we've been through this about a million times. I don't have... My hobby is my job.
Chess. My son loves... Oh, my God. To the degree when he's here with my grandson, I said to him, get my grandson into chess. They tried teaching me, but it was the Lord of the Rings.
How do I play chess on my own?
You can't play chess on your own.
How?
Easy.
On the computer?
Or you can play it on your phone. Play chess on your phone.
Play chess on my phone. I play, well, it's not called Scrabble, is it? Because of copyright reason. It's called Games with Friends or something. Words with friends, yeah. I do that. I do, sometimes I have five Scrabble, whoops, Words with Friends games going on at the same time.
Exactly, seriously.
Too old to be gaming. No, I think once you've, because as you know, as you and I both know, Joy, that young people don't understand is that in our heads, we may look old and be old, but in our heads, we're still 24.
Aren't we?
It's so true.
It's so true.
I only say stuff that's true.
I can't argue with that in our heads, because I swear in my head,
yeah,
I'm still sprinting.
That's right. That's right. I think that's why men, particularly old men, when they start to get a belly, as I do, they're always wandering around topless. Because they think, "Oi, people will fancy me like they used to do." And they're just awful. My Instagram, funnily enough, I don't know why they've done... You know, my Instagram sends me stuff that they think I'd like. So why they're sending me this, I don't know. It's now sending me pictures of men topless, but men who used to be like 30 stone and now have so much loose skin. It looks like they're wearing a fat suit. Why are they sending me that? It's quite disgusting. Yeah, quite the most disturbing thing I've seen since, you know, paragliding crashes. Hmm?
You did a search that got the...
Chess.com, says Keith. Chess.com. I don't think I'm going to play chess because I'm not... It's like anything that I'm not very good at. I know game. Look, I am actually okay at gaming, but this one thing just stalls me. But it's like golf. I played golf for years and I just got... I've told people this before. I took 3 weeks. Took my annual leave off 3 weeks and I played golf twice a day for 3 weeks just to try and see if I could get better because practice makes perfect. No. Do you know what?
What?
I was worse at the end of 3 weeks than better. I hadn't improved at all. I'd gone backwards. That's why golf's impossible.
Because you're too competitive. If you just played it and just do it.
One of our regulars is Pete the Pool Man. And Pete the Pool Man is always trying to get us down to his go-karting track in Sandown. He just texted again. Yeah. Let's have a look, Pete. Stick to Mario Kart, Payne. There you are. There he's already. Because I gave up. Because I hurt my back and I was, but the real reason I gave up was I wasn't competitive and I was embarrassed. What have you sent me? So he sent me a picture of me go-karting, but with a giant head. It's very funny, actually. Thank you very much indeed. Yes, well, we're gonna stick to other things. Joy, my darling, I got to go because I've actually got to do some work.
I've got a suggestion for the 5 o'clock. Can we just discuss food? Different types of tea and, you know, how people love their coffee or what they love to put in it.
You mean the little sort of the equivalent of the cockerel, but at 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
Something about coffee?
Anything to do with food. If it's your favourite snack or the different carvings, because I know what's his name. Richard mentioned Toby's. The last time we went
to... He mentioned to Toby's, what?
Richard Spur. Because he mentioned Toby's, the carvery.
Toby's carvery, yes. He loves a good roast.
I do too, but the last time I dragged my son there, he hated it because we couldn't serve ourselves. You know, it was different from the first brunch we'd gone to. So,
you can't serve yourselves at a Toby, can you not? I thought they had the buffet.
The brunch we went to, it was, they were mean with the turkey, but fortunately, it was a lovely show.
You want to come to my local? They have a roast every Sunday, and they have every meat you want, and you can have all of them if you want.
Which one? What brunch is it?
It's called the New Inn in Ealing, and it was the best pub in the world. And then the brewery thought, oh, they're doing well. We're going to get it off them. So the people that ran it brilliantly, to get banned, I think you would literally have to commit a criminal murder or something, because they just allowed everything. You know, the woman who ran the bar would body surf while there were live bands on. I mean, it was jumping off the bar. I mean, it was just absolutely fantastic. And the brewery thought, gosh, this is making so much money. We're going to take it away from them. And now it's a bland kind of sofa-laden, no sport on the television type rubbish pub. I've got to go, Joy. It's lovely to speak to you. Give your boy a lovely hug from us. Stop speaking over people. It's unprofessional, says David. I am trying, Dave. I am trying. Pete says, I'd thrash you at golf as well. Yes, you probably would. Ian, a sound for 5 a.m, a cow mooing. What? 4:30, come on. Time for milking. You don't know where that's from, do you? My brother texted me from Australia the other day and said he burst out laughing when I did that. It's from a film called Witness, with it's Harrison Ford, who's being hunted down by corrupt cops, and he goes to hide among the Amish in, where is that, Philadelphia, I think, somewhere in America, and it's just brilliant. Anyway, he's woken up at 4:30 in the morning by one of these Amish guys who said, "Book, 4:30, time for milking." I don't know why he sounds Swedish, but he did. You clipped it. Yeah, that's right. We played it out at 4:30. We could still do it, couldn't we? But I don't know. I just think that. I think the rooster's okay. So 5 a.m. The moo, cow mooing, maybe. Cow mooing. Good morning by the Beatles. If you've got any other ideas, I'd love to know. Let's say good morning in the meantime to Joanne Webb.
Thanks, Ian. Good morning. The Gatwick Express is currently suspended. The entire line, it's all down to a signal failure at East Croydon. On the Underground, the Piccadilly line trains aren't stopping at Russell Square station. That station is closed because of a shortage of staff. On the roads, on the M25, two of the four lanes are closed clockwise at Junction 30 at the A13. And that's all down to an accident. And in Greenwich, Trafalgar Road is closed in both directions at Christchurch Way, and that's all down to an accident, and it is causing delays in the area.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.
Just accept we need stop and search.
Straight to the point.
This is a shocking night.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
When was the last time your party was in touch with the electorate?
Listen on Global Player or the new LBC app. Download it now from your app store. LBC.
Where would we be without the curiosity to explore?
It takes us to new places.
It even got us to the moon.
And now there's never been a better time to satisfy your curiosity about electric cars. With great offers in our award-winning range, including the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, available with £2,000 deposit contribution and 0% APR. Discover more at Hyundai.co.uk. Ends 30th of June 25. Finance subject to status. Hyundai Motor UK Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
For whoever they want to be in life, give them a great start with WellKid. Carefully balanced, great-tasting vitamins and minerals for 4 to 12-year-olds with specific nutrients such as zinc and vitamin D, which support normal immune system function. The WellKid range from Vitabiotics, from Boots, pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com.
Bring your pensions together into one easy-to-manage online plan with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Ian Payne on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
So, we've got some great ideas. You guys are brilliant. You've got some great ideas for our 5 o'clock sound. The Ring doorbell. How many people would grab their phones when you play that? How about the thing that you hear in Ubers when their next job's ready? Do-do-do. Or whatever it is, that would get people going, wouldn't it? I don't want to upset people. Get out, you're not the first, Phil, in High Wycombe to suggest this. Get Out Your Lazy Bed by Matt Bianco. Get up your lazy bed. That one. 5 o'clock's too early to tell people to get up, that's all. You want to remind them that it's early in the morning, but you don't want to suggest that they must get up now, because a lot of people are listening, I think, to the radio whilst they're in bed. If you're anything like me, and that's why Alexa and others are so brilliant, because you just, it just does what you say. It's great. It's the future. It is. Morning, Ian and gang. Suggested for 5 a.m., says Dave. Either the sound of church bells or the song Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Regards from the coffee shop, says Dave in Darwin, which is near Blackburn, is it not? Fenner says, your discussion about opera and classical music, the sabre dance, love sculpture. Oh, OK, fair enough. I just wondered, the dawn chorus, it's only 5 a.m. back to bed. I'm still going with the Beatles. Right, now, can you be too old to be a parent? My daughter, when she was a teenager, she had a good friend, a good school friend. And so Charlotte and her friend were 16 years old, and her friend's father was 85 and literally had to be helped out of bed. And I just think that it's all very well being that age, or even younger, being a grandparent, but because you can hand them back at the end of the day, can't you? And, you know, it's... I'm being distracted because I saw this amazing interview. You know how interviewers in the news lull people into a false sense of security by offering them really patter-cake questions and then suddenly get in with the hard... I saw the ultimate one yesterday with Peter Mandelson, Lord Mandelson, now, of course, the British ambassador in Washington. Very high post, very high, distinguished politician, all the rest of it. So the Sky interviewer is basically saying, you know, how are you finding things? Oh, isn't it great? Our relations are good. Good to get the trade deal. And then out of the blue, he said, and what about your relationship with Harvey Weinstein? No, with Epstein, with Jeffrey Epstein. And it was like... And Mandelson just went, I'm not talking about that, you know, I and he actually answered it and said, I think in hindsight, I wish I'd never met him, or something like that. But it was like, wow, there's a gotcha. Right, Judy is in Colchester. Before we talk about being too old, this is a couple in their 70s. In fact, I'll ask you, Judy, do you think that a couple, both 72 years of age, should be able to adopt a 14-month-old boy?
I wouldn't have thought that was ideal, no. I would have thought that was... There weren't enough years in front to you know, going forward to be able to...
They've been granted a court order to become... Sorry if I interrupted you. Legal parents of a 14-month-old boy who was born through surrogacy in California... despite the judge's concerns that they could die before the boy reaches 18. I think this is all wrong, to be honest. Being a parent at 72... I mean, I think one of the parents is old, that's all right, but the other's not. I mean, Robert De Niro had a child at, what, in his 80s, as did Al Pacino. Charlie Chaplin famously had a child at 83, I think it was. Anyway, you wanted to talk about 5 a.m. noises.
Yes, I was. And okay. I was, as a lady of a certain age, being as I was 75 yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
It's a milestone.
It is.
I was laying here and I suddenly thought of donkeys years ago. You used to get a program called the Billy Cotton Band Show.
Oh, yes.
And he always used to start it by saying, wakey, wakey. Uh-huh. And then the orchestra would come in behind him. You might be able to find
a bit of wakey wakey.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just...
Apparently the Beatles' Good Morning was used by Chris Evans on his morning radio show. That's red rag to a bull for me. If someone's done it, let's just steal it.
No, I doubt anyone would have done wakey wakey, but it was iconic in its day. I mean, I would have thought, Ian, that at the time of morning that you're on... Mm. I think you would have an audience that are of an older age.
I tell you, I've just got... Someone sent a... Daryl, the Dudley Baggy. Baggy is a West Brom fan. 5 a.m. on us. Morning has broken by Cat Stevens. You've called him Car Stevens, but I think you mean Cat Stevens. Cat Stevens. Morning has broken... Oh, can we get a little bit... Can you just get the bit where he says, morning has broken... and just leave it like that.
Yeah, well,
that's lovely.
I do like Cat Stevens. He's one of my favourites, and I like Moonshadow, and I'm being followed by a Moonshadow.
Do you know what he's called now?
I do know.
Yusuf Islam. He became a Muslim.
Well, I tell you, I will let you into a secret.
Uh-oh.
When I was on my own and my divorce and everything was through, I thought, right, Judy, you get your life in order. So I went to a funeral service in Clacton, mm-hmm. and I arranged my own funeral. It's all done. It's all paid for. Everything's done.
You really did arrange your own funeral?
I've done it all.
What's going to happen?
Well, I'm having a cardboard coffin.
Cardboard?
Today's a modern day version. It's all very biodegradable.
Oh, right. Will you be in it?
Yes.
Okay.
And I shall be cremated, but it's a coffin with cats on it, right?
Right.
So that's it.
Yeah.
But one of the tunes that I have to be played, I've got So Strong by Labi Siffre.
Mm-hmm.
I've got that, yeah. And I've got, when it's over and people are coming out, not surprisingly, I've said I want... Cat Stevens saying, I'm being followed by a moon shadow because he goes through all the different things. If I ever lose my leg,
yeah.
And the last bit, because I'm a Gemini and I talk a lot, and I know I do, but that's just what I am. I've accepted that now. People seem to like it. Mm-hmm. But the last bit of that, he says, and when I lose my mouth, and that means that
if
you can't...
If I ever lose my mouth.
All my teeth now, and I won't be able to, but he doesn't actually say it. It means that you're not going to talk anymore. So I think that's what I've chosen to come when it's all over. But they've got to sit and listen to it all before they start walking out.
Yeah, I'm going to have that beautiful haunting song from Gladiator when he's walking through the field.
Oh, you see, you lose me there.
I've lost you there. What's it called? You know, I'll look it up. Yeah, all right, fair enough. That's very good. Thank you very much indeed. Someone
can I ask you a question? Can I be cheeky?
You can be cheeky, yes. Someone suggested, yes, I love Judy Sebastian, Billy Rotten and his band. I think it's Cotton. But
it's
anyway,
Cotton, yeah, it was.
Go on, you can be cheeky. Yeah.
I did ring up yesterday, but it wasn't really appropriate. I did ask, I didn't think it would happen. But one day, when you've nothing better to do... Could you play that clip of Johnners and Aggers when they corpse, you know, at the cricket and they start giggling?
Yep.
Because I think that will make everybody laugh. Oh, yes, please. I think it'll cheer everybody up because it's so funny.
We've got a modern version of it. I don't know if you've heard it. Have you heard the Clarkson's Farm clip of them making chili chutney? Where they just can't stop coughing.
I haven't heard that one.
That's a modern classic. All right, Jude, well, I'll ask. I don't know. It might. This seed might fall on stony ground next door. Depends if they're following the FTSE index or not.
Well, I think we could all do with cheering up sometimes because there's rotten news.
Honestly, do you know what? I was saying I woke up and I was really cross this morning and I don't really know why. Maybe because I'd had a drink or something, I hadn't slept well, or whatever it was. But what kind of got me going immediately was reading some news stories in bed and just reading about this congestion charge again. And I just think, oh, for God's sake, will you just leave motorists alone? It's going up again.
Yeah.
And also, you need to have an electric vehicle, but you used to get 90% discount. Now you're only going to get 25% with an electric vehicle. And he says it's all about making London green, to which I say, and it rhymes with rollocks, that's not true, mate. You're doing it because your TfL is bankrupt. You overspend. Cut back on some public transport if you must. But stop filching us. Oh, God, I can't believe it.
Well, as I said yesterday, the when we had the news of Liverpool, what happened
I
just felt that reflected the mood of the country, really.
Because, it did.
You know, just when you think things can't get worse, they
Clarkson
do.
Clarkson wrote a really good article, as he often does, in the Sunday paper. He has two columns. He has one in the Sun and he has one in the Sunday Times. And the Sunday Times one is always a lot more sensible than the Sun one. But the Sunday Times one, this was basically, and he was doing lots of preview publicity for his show. You've never seen Clarkson's Farm, have you?
No.
No, right. It's great if you get a chance. Have you got Amazon?
No.
All right. Anyway, and he basically says, you know, in the last 20 years, Britain's fallen off a cliff edge. And while I don't agree totally with that, I really understand where he's coming from, particularly doing this job. I've noticed since probably just before Brexit, 2012 was the last kind of, with the Olympics, was the last really, really good feel factor, apart from sporting events, which happen all the time, was the one time when everyone, I suppose the Jubilee a bit, but then the Queen died, didn't she? And
yeah.
So, and we had the coronation and all that, and it was the service was too long and all the rest of it. But people are just fed up, aren't they? They're fed up. What are we doing?
Do you know, Nick Ferrari says sometimes he's one of his sayings is, we're all going to hell in a hankite.
Yeah.
And that's, I think...
that's why I try, in our little miserable way, to try and make everybody's day, just make them smile a little bit, if we can help one person.
I'm going to say good morning, Margaret, because she might be listening.
Yes.
But Ian, with my very sensible hat on,
yes,
I do love your programme in the morning. And, you know, I miss you at the weekends. It's nice to wake up to, because we know you're always there.
So what do you think about this lady who rang up and said, all my care home residents, they all used to listen to you, but now they don't because it's silly?
Well, a little bit of silly. I think we all need a little bit of silly.
I think we need a silly Billy. Thank you, Judy. Love to everybody, and love to Margaret as well. Good morning, Vietnam, Robin Williams. Probably leave the Vietnam bit. But good morning might do. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. That would be a good one, wouldn't it, to have? Morning, Ian. Why are you and the newsreader giving out the wrong time? Because I can't read clocks, probably. Did I give out the wrong time? I often do. When I worked at the BBC and I did their rather grand Radio 4 breakfast programme, I was part of that, the presenters could just never get the time right. They were always, there was a guy called Brian Redhead, he just couldn't get the time right because he just couldn't read a clock, ever. And no one corrected him because he was the great Brian Redhead. How about telephone line by ELO? Because that's when you change from mainly receiving messages and text to phone call. Good idea, Katie. A bit too sort of thoughtful. I just want something in your face, don't we? Kind of scouts. All right. I will try and attempt to tell. It is 4 seconds to 5:30, and the news is read by Thomas Watts.
11 people are still receiving hospital treatment after a car ploughed into crowds at Monday's trophy parade in Liverpool. Police have until lunchtime to question a 53-year-old man on suspicion of attempted murder and drug driving. Police and security chiefs have warned plans to release prisoners early could pose a threat to public safety. They've written to the Ministry of Justice to request the necessary resources to ensure order can be maintained. London's mayor has backed calls for the possession of small quantities of cannabis to be decriminalised. Sir Sadiq Khan says a report by the Independent London Drugs Commission shows current rules cannot be justified. LBC weather, sunny spells and showers for most, feeling quite warm in the sunshine, a high of 22 degrees.
LBC.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
When you're smiling.
Banning Dental Group Clinics. With over 5,000 top-rated Google reviews. Keep on smiling.
For whoever they want to be in life, give them a great start with WellKid. Carefully balanced, great-tasting vitamins and minerals for 4 to 12-year-olds, with specific nutrients such as zinc and vitamin D, which support normal immune system function. The WellKid range from Vitabiotics, from Boots, pharmacies and vitabiotics.com.
This is LBC with Ian Payne. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
They're laughing at me again. It's because I just, you know, you pick up on random things as I do with my scattergun brain. And I saw an advert that just came up on the television for the new Blue Loo. Do you have a Blue? Does anyone use Blue Loo? It's because you don't, you're sort of students still, and you don't clean your toilet, do you? Really, and I bet you leave the loo seat up and everything, apart from Martha, whose flat is incredibly tidy, so I'm told, isn't it? Yeah, I knew it. So organised. Whereas the boys are just all over the place. No, Blue Loo. Blue Loo is one of the great inventions of our time, because you don't have to do anything. Blue Loo is a toilet freshener. And they've just introduced a new one, because you used to be able to get the sort of lemon sunlight one, which was just a yellow flavour. And then you got the Blue Loo original, which was blue. But now, do you know what they've done? They've combined them. So you've got blue, yellow, little balls. And you basically, it's got a little sort of plastic handle. Stop selling Blue Loo. No, if things are good, I think they're worth advertising. And then you put them on the edge of the loo, and it kind of folds up all the balls with the powdered kind of fluid that makes it smell nice and cleans it, just snug up against the inside of the YouTube. And every time you flush it, out comes a load of lovely smelling stuff, and it cleans your toilet. And I love Blue Loos. I leave them in for too long and they get completely empty. A lot better than that flash duster thing, which I fell for, because I've seen that so many times. It really, I'm not allowed to diss products, am I? It doesn't really work that way. It doesn't quite do what it says, you know. But Blue Loo, I swear by that. And these, of course, my Skechers shoes. Chicken Ticker slices. What else do we think works, boys? Leibniz biscuits, despite their origin. Let's go to Michael in Enfield, who's got a suggestion for a 5 a.m. noise. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well. Before you tell us what you've suggested, my producer has told me that you actually do an impression of this.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do the impression. I'll do the sort of bom 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 bit, and then right. You come in with your sound suggestion. Is that okay right. with you?
Well, I'll try.
Doodle doodle, bom bom bom.
Doodle doodle.
That's not what you told my producer you would do. You've changed your claim, as they said in Monty Python's Stake Your Claim sketch. What was that?
Well,
that sounded like the trying, Uber sound.
Well, I was trying to imitate what I thought would be extremely good for the 5 o'clock thing.
What was it?
The dawn chorus, the little twitchy birds going... Doo-dee-doo-dee.
That was meant to be birds. Do it again.
Yeah.
Jesus, I don't want to meet them. They're those type of birds.
Well, you know,
Diddly-doo, diddly-doo. What birds do that?
All right,
playing a banjo.
All right, you repeat what a little dicky bird.
All right, I'll do. What do you want? Which one do you want? Shall I do a kestrel?
No, kestrel. Yeah, that's.
Do you want a magpie? Ready?
Well, yeah, go on.
That's a magpie.
Oh, what about one of those noisy parrots?
Bibbit, Michael, Alexa, turn off walkies.
Yeah.
I can do them all. A friend of mine who's dearly departed, he used to do fish impressions. But just contorted his face, and we'd have to guess.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, come on, Rob, that's a chub, obviously.
Yeah, well, what we'd normally say when we hear things like you've just said is, don't give up your day job.
Don't give up your day job. Okay, so basically you just want sort of dawn chorus, birds tweeting.
Yeah. Well, because at 5 o'clock it is the dawn chorus, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. What do you reckon, boys and girl? Do we think that bird song would be good at 5 o'clock? Yeah, I quite like the smell of napalm in the morning, to be honest.
Right.
But there we are. Anything else you'd like to sing or suggest?
No. I just would like to say that I quite a pretty, you know, because I'm roughly at the same age as you, although you're a little younger than me.
Right.
And I find you very refreshing.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I must admit, I find you refreshing and may I say unique.
Oh,
do you want to hear what they really sound like?
Yeah, go on.
Do we actually have some birds in the studio? Ready? Okay, so this is... Yeah. They've just come in because they were in the newsroom, the birds, and they decided to come in and do a little thing. So this is what you should have sounded like, Michael.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
I thought we actually had some bird song. No, you just lied to me. All right. There we are, Mike. Nice to speak to you. Yes. Well, we think it's supposed to be refreshing. Ian, isn't LBC supposed to be a news channel, says another Michael. You or no other broadcaster hasn't mentioned the release of Tommy Robinson. Okay. Well, we have now. I don't know. I just feel talking about the release of Tommy Robinson from prison just kind of brings us down a bit. A little bit, don't you think? Just saying. Sean says, at 5 a.m, Payne, you have to play the first 17 seconds of Sunrise by Norah Jones until the clocks change again in October. Try it now. Could we just dig that out, please, boys? Are you going to just pretend you've got it like you did with the bird song? Really? Just to make me look like a fool. Yeah? All right. The first 17 seconds of Sunrise. 17 seconds is too long. To be honest. So in the frame at the moment, good morning by the Beatles, but that's been used before. Wakey Wakey by Mr. Cotton, that's been used. Someone texted me and said, oh, Dagenham FM uses that as their early morning breakfast. I was like, okay, fine, but, you know, I'm quite happy to steal from anyone. Local radio, hospital radio, that would be quite sick. Stealing all their ideas and saying, thanks a lot, mate, no copyright. Should have patented it. The sound of frying bacon at 5 a.m. We could play the dentist drill. That would wake people up, wouldn't it? Or what else did we say were horrible? Oh, the mosquito. Oh. Indestructible. Right. Shall we talk about the phone-in? We were going to talk about... we're going to talk about the congestion charge going up again. This is what the mayor wants to do. But to be honest with you, it just makes me angry. And I don't want to be angry at 21 minutes to 6 in the morning. 21 minutes ago. I don't really want to... Sorry. It's 21 seconds, isn't it? 21 seconds ago. I've got my inner rap star. A couple in their 70s have won the right to be parents of a surrogate baby. This is what we've told them we're doing, so we have to do it a bit. A couple have been granted a court order to become legal parents of a 14-month-old boy who was born through surrogacy, despite a judge's concerns they could die, the parents, before the boy reaches 18. The husband and wife, who were both aged 72, applied to the British courts for a parental order in July after the baby was born 6 months earlier to a surrogate in California using the husband's sperm and a donor egg. So, does the egg obviously hasn't come from the 72-year-old woman, has it? No. It's come from a donor, right. So in a written judgment handed down last month in the family division of the High Court, I'd love to know who's the oldest dad in history. Can we find out who the... Obviously, the mum has, you know, certain biological constraints, but as far as men are concerned... we had a local postman. He was about 75, and we were talking on the doorstep once about with this feeling of sort of looking at women, will it continue? And he said, well, I'm 78 and I'm still feeling it. And I was like, yeah. Les Colley, thank you very much, Martha. Les Colley, the oldest man ever to father a child, reportedly Les Colley, who was born in 1898 and died in 1998 in Australia, who had his ninth child, a son named Oswald, to his third wife at the age of 92 years and 10 months. Good work, fella. There's older. You've got older than that. So, I'll see your Les Colley and you'll raise me what? Ramjit Raghav. Of course, Raghav became the world's oldest father at the age of 94, it says here. But then, he's 96 years old, but he had his... Oh, no, he had one at 94, and then he broke his own record in 2012, when at the age of 96, he had another son. Good work for... No, I'll see you, Ramjit Raghav, and I'll raise you James E. Smith, who had a child at the age of 101. I think you're making this up. Smith's age was disputed, you think? He claimed to have been born in 1849 or even 1848, but other records suggested he may have been 15 years younger. They supposedly also had twins in 1948 when he was 99, it says here. Who is that footballer who came? It wasn't Graham Souness, the manager. And this, he was a guy from, was he African? He came over to play in the Premier League and they'd only watched him on videos and he claimed he was 28 and he was about 44 or so. It was just ridiculous. Did he play for Southampton? I can't remember. Yes, Southampton sounds about right because Souness was manager at Southampton, wasn't he? Sandra's in Chertsey, one of our regulars. You got a suggestion for the 5 a.m. wake-up thing?
Yes, listener 89.
Listener 89. Morning, Sandra.
Morning. Hearing your last lady caller, it made me think of Arthur Askey, his saying with "Hello, playmates."
Hello, playmates. So, Arthur Askey. Yes, a bit odd to say that, though, wouldn't it? In this day and age, people think we're in the Playboy Mansion or something. Hello, playmates.
What's that got to do with Arthur Askey?
Well, it hasn't. It's just the word "playmate." You don't think of it. When I say "Will you be my playmate?" You don't think of Arthur Askey, do you? You think of Hugh Hefner.
Gary Hefner, yeah, a bit different though, wasn't it? So I went in to play it on the phone to see what it sounded like to remember, but I didn't know he did some songs like this one, a Silly Seagull song and a Worm song, and I've forgotten the other one, but the Silly Seagull is really amusing, actually. I'm a Silly Seagull, so But
Silly
Seagull.
Do you think that being, just to sort of bring us down to news level, do you think that parents at the age of 72 should be able to adopt a 14-month-old boy?
Probably not ideal, no. But you do get other parts of experience, you know.
How old are you now, do you mind me asking?
No, I do mind you asking.
You do mind me asking, okay.
I did some, a lot bit of Notebook Stage. I had some show I was at, and that was what they put, but... Sorry, no, never ask a lady her age.
Okay, well, I'll try and change the habits of a lifetime. Lovely to hear you, Sandra. You have a beautiful day, all right?
Hello, I was going to say, your cockerel is the Pathé News one, isn't it?
No.
Because one of your producers the other day said he thought he recalled it. There were different... Oh, well, the Pathé News ones, they actually auditioned some cockerels. It's on the... So
the real story behind that is that Michael from Enfield did that impression of a cockerel for us, and we've used that.
Well, the Pathé News used several over the years. They started in the 40s and 60s and 70s.
Shall I let you into a broadcasting secret, Sandra?
Yes, please.
Pathé News are extraordinarily expensive to use any of their material. They charge so much that nobody uses it now apart from the BBC.
Yeah, but I made a suggestion to your producer, which he really liked. You know that? Have you ever heard it? A stirring voice with the background music.
He liked an idea. You're joking.
Yeah. No. Well, not today one, but
What was the idea?
Simon Marks would be a great voice for that stirring. It was a bit of sound amplification and the right vocals. Simon Marks could do that voice. Have you heard the voice?
I've heard of Simon Marks. Yeah.
No, the noise from the Pathé News. You know when the cockerel froze, the black and white.
It's a wonderful day in Hitler's Germany. That one.
Simon Mark, yeah, and then it was generally something like the Queen gone abroad, etc., etc.
Yes.
And that's the only time you might hear the news. But Simon Marks has got the right stirring voice, don't you think?
I think he could be a very stirring. I was going to say arousal again, probably not the right word, but a stirring start to the day. Like a stiff drink at 5 a.m. I'm not sure. Up with the... By that, don't know. I'm always... When I'm reading some of these things, as I'm reading them, suddenly they go blank, and it means my producer has done that thing where he puts his finger up and just wags it through the window, going, you know, like in Jurassic Park, where he's trying to get... Samuel L. Jackson's trying to get into the computer that Dennis Nidri, you know, the big guy who just eats all the time. It won't let him in, and he hasn't got the password, and up comes this little cartoon, like me and the Mario Kart that Pete sent. This little picture of Dennis Nidri with his finger going, didn't use the magic word. I hate this! Hacker! He says, I know... Literally the script of Jurassic Park. What a film. And for those of you who are asking, I will find out the name of the track from Gladiator that's going to be at my funeral. It's 13 minutes to 6. Hello, Joanne.
Thanks, Ian. On the trains, Gatwick Express services aren't running at all. The entire line is suspended. It's all down to a signal failure, which also means that southern services aren't running via Peckham Rye between London Bridge and East Croydon. On the underground, on the Piccadilly line, Russell Square station is closed, and that's because of a shortage of staff. In Greenwich, Trafalgar Road has now reopened both ways, but on the M25, clockwise, two of the four lanes are closed just before Junction 30 at the A13, and that's all down to an accident that happened earlier.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
A confusion, a puzzle, a bewilderment of U-turns, but are there some more? Is there another one on the way?
Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson joining us. It is reported that pressure is mounting on the Prime Minister to scrap the two-child benefit limit. And the commentators who are saying that this is driven by Nigel Farage and some of his policies to try and attract Red Wall or Labour voters, how would you respond?
But Nigel Farage has never been on the side of working people. He opposes the measures that we are introducing that will help working people. For example, our employment rights bill that will give more people rights at work.
He doesn't agree with the two-child benefit cap, Sir Christie.
Well, he flip-flops on all of this. He's backed it in the past. And
doesn't your government flip-flop a bit?
Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Back this morning from 7. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, and the new LBC app.
The legendary George Smiley is back. It's spring 1963. A Russian agent has defected in the most unusual of circumstances, and Smiley will soon find himself entangled in a perilous mystery that will strike at the heart of his greatest enemy. Return to the spy world of John le Carré with the gripping Sunday Times best-selling thriller Carla's Choice by award-winning novelist Nick Harkaway. Out now in paperback.
Dear Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good Deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Get your own UK-based account manager, a beekeeper, for support with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Big, big, big motoring world. Wow, Motoring World.
Yes, that's right. Big Motoring World is also Wow Motoring World because we price check our cars every day to guarantee you our best price with up to 95% of them below market value. Big Motoring World, we're big on what matters to you. See website for nearest store. Visit bigmotoringworld.co.uk or one of our stores for our price promise and terms and conditions.
This is LBC, leading Britain's conversation with Ian Payne.
Now We Are Free, with Lisa Gerrard doing vocals. That's from the that's what's going to be playing at my funeral. We found some examples of players who were much older than they pretended to be. There was one Cameroonian guy who said he was 17, but I think he was in his 30s. Anyway, it was ridiculous. But the one we were thinking of that we got confused with was Ali Dia, commonly known as Ali Dia, Senegalese former professional footballer who played as a striker. In November 1996, Dia convinced Graham Souness, who was then the Southampton manager, that he was the cousin of the FIFA World Player of the Year and Ballon d'Or winner George Weah of Liberia, who went on to become the leader of that country, didn't he? Which led first African to win the Ballon d'Or, which led to him signing, might be the only, said to him signing a one-month contract with Southampton days later. Dia played only one match in his short spell. He came on as a substitute in a league game, but was then himself substituted. He was subsequently released 14 days into his contract. Do you ever have that daydream where you think, how would I get on if I came on in a league game? I would be absolutely rubbish because I'd be so unfit. And then I remember a very brave, his name's Rob Hawthorne, he's still working as a commentator for Sky Sports, but in the early days when we were just like pup cub reporters at the PPC, he said to Alex Ferguson, he said, your team is so brilliant, you win so much, do they even need a manager? Oh, light fuse and stand well back. Oi. They do, son. And he just went for it. Kenneth Williams at 5 a.m. would be good. Gladiator music, Now We Are Free. Thank you. You could be the new Robin Williams when he plays Good Morning Vietnam. Yes. Good Morning Sunshine from Hair. Did you manage to get that song, or are we not going to? It's a bit too late in the day now, isn't it? We'll do it tomorrow. It's called Honour Him in Gladiator. Rascals, It's a Beautiful Morning. Suggested today. Do you think that a couple in their 70s are too old to have a surrogate child? This is two husband and wife, both aged 72. The boy was produced through surrogacy in California using the husband's sperm and a donor egg. In a written judgment handed down in the family division of the High Court, it was revealed that the application by the couple, referred to in legal documents only as Mr. and Mrs. K, was allowed back in March. Mrs. Justice Knowles said she had made her judgment public because it raised an important welfare issue and offers some advice for those who may, in future, engage in a foreign or other surrogacy arrangement. I just think it's a wrong rule. I know. Trouble is, you see, if you make a ruling, it becomes case law, and every other case about such a subject, instead of being judged on its merits, will be judged by the previous case law, you know, which is why this is what everybody does in the judiciary. And I sometimes think you need to look at each bespoke case as it is, rather than just go, well, this is what they decided back then, so that's what I'll decide now. Anyway, she pointed out, this was her ruling, she pointed out that it was an undeniable fact that when the child started primary school, Mr. and Mrs. K would both be 76 and likely 82 when he started secondary school. Put starkly, Justice Knowles said, Mr. and Mrs. K will both be 89 years old when the boy reaches his maturity, 18 years. They've begun parenting at a time in their lives when, despite their current good health, it is foreseeable that their health will decline and that one or both of them will become seriously incapacitated. I've absolutely no objection if one of the parents is a bit younger. Because you need, honestly, bringing up children is, I didn't do, my wife did virtually all of it. I didn't do very much of it, and I'd be just, I don't know, I found it difficult, I got cross, just useless, really. But bringing up children is really, really difficult, because what you should know if you are about to have a child, as you're probably finding out if it's just brought him back from hospital or not, is that they just never stop. They're like the Duracell bunny. They have no concept of night and day. It's a 24-hour thing. It could be a period of, when I was in charge of my son William, I built this little thing in his cot. It's a sort of contraption using, I think it was using the rubber that you find on a pair of swimming goggles. And I kind of fixed up this Heath Robinson type invention that basically tied his milk bottle to one of the straps and strouts on his cot, so that he could just turn to one side and immediately, like a pig at a teat, you know, he'd just be able to grab it. And off he went. Sorry, I'm thinking of Clarkson's Farm. I should think of something a little bit more delicate than that. But that's what it was like. So in the morning, he'd finish like two bottles of milk, and you would pick him up, and his nappy would weigh the same as a black hole. It was just saturated with milk. Sorry, possibly not the right thing to be saying at this time in the morning, is it? So that's one thing. Haven't really done enough to get that feature going. The other thing is, okay, I'll talk about it, and that's the congestion charge that's coming. I just, honestly, when I saw this, I just thought, this is just... What else is he going to do? So the congestion charge should rise by a fifth, from £15 to £18. It's only a suggestion at the moment, but you know it will. It's a suggestion. You know, it's inevitable. It's like the assisted dying. It'll be rejected by MPs. It's taking so long. They say it's being... Who did I hear the other day? One MP saying, the trouble with the assisted dying bill, it's being rushed through. Rushed through? Are you joking? Anyway, on January the 2nd next year, the daily £15 fee for drugs... And I say this because, as I always say, with London stories, if it happens here, it will come to a town near you. And this is exactly what's going to happen. Anything to do with cars, anything to do with snaffling more money out of motorists to pay for your skint TFL, it will happen in your place. So next January, it is suggested, it will happen, the daily £15 fee for drivers of vehicles in central London will increase, the first since June 2020. If the charge is not paid within 48 hours, drivers will face a penalty of what? How much do you think? If you don't pay it in the first 2 days of receiving the fine, how much do you think you'll have to pay? £180. It will be reduced to £90 if it's paid within 14 days. It operates between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. So that's how annoying it is for me, because I get to my car at 3 minutes past seven, but I have to pay the congestion charge every single day. I know it's first world problems, but I've just worked out that this increase will be another 60 quid a week for me. 60 quid a month for me, sorry. Another 60 quid a month for me. It doesn't sound very much, but it is. It all adds up. Drivers of electric... Now, this is where we get into the bit. So before, or at the moment, if you drive an electric car, or if you live in a central London location, you get a discount. It varies, but it's up to 90% if you can get it right. However, they're going to change that now. They'll now only receive a 25% discount. It's just, it's all grubby. It's all to try and make London green. No, it's not. It's just, we're just a cash cow. Car drivers are just, either just bite the bullet and just ban us. But they won't do that, because they know that basically we're an unending pot of money for them. Sorry, I got out of the wrong side of bed this morning. I'm just so grumpy about this. TfL is also proposing to raise the levy annually in line with public transport fares, which usually increase with inflation. The Federation of Small Businesses described the rise as a swinging at what it said at a time was small firms are making extremely tough business decisions to remain competitive. If you want to destroy the high street, and we're not talking about the high street, we're also talking about central London. If you want to destroy central London and you literally don't want any pubs or restaurants to thrive, do this. I see them as I wander home at 7 o'clock in an hour's time. I'll see all the restaurants opening up this, and there's just no one in them. And here's another reason why. It's just like, let's get more money out of the motorist. Let's just fleece them, shall we? Okay. Right, let's move on. It's 1 minute to 6 o'clock. Good morning. It's Wednesday. It's almost the end of May. It's May the 28th. Speaking of the mayor, Sir Sadiq Khan has now backed calls for the possession of small quantities of natural cannabis to be decriminalised, saying the current rules cannot be justified. Now, I have to add that the Westminster government has said there are no plans to do so, but it's a debate we keep having. And even this morning, it shows no sign of losing its interest, because we had like a full switchboard at, what time was Richard doing this? 3 o'clock this morning. People were ringing in about it. You might say, well, that's the audience at that time. I don't know. But do you think we should consider decriminalising? I mean, it's kind of decriminalised at all. I don't know if it's the same where you live, but wherever I wander, if I'm outside, and sometimes inside in London, you can smell it everywhere.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, the parents of a baby boy who died aged 15 weeks have told LBC they believe the mould in their home contributed to his death. Akram had been living in a London flat deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey. An inquest will take place in August. Akram's father, Abdul Shafi, claims the flat was dangerous for his family.
The mould helped to kill my son. Under the condition of the house, when it's raining, the water coming from inside. Damp, it smell strong like the air. The air is not fresh.